Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, I'm in love with you, baby, and I want you to know that I'm hooked on your body and I'm trying to be yours. Radio killer. Weave it up like a roller.
Good evening. Oh, testing, testing. How's everybody doing out there tonight? I'm here. I'm ready. I almost overslept for the show, but one thing I can say about that, I had a lot of people calling to wake me up. That's a good thing. Calling to check on me to make sure I was up for the show. I appreciate that from everybody. How's everybody doing out there? It's Friday, November 10th. 2023. I woke up. It was cold. I had to turn the heat on. Very, very chilly. Very chilly in my house. I got a little headache. I actually just took my blood pressure while I was warming up. It was 150 over 90. That's usually my numbers is somewhere around there, but they have been lower, but I would think it's a little bit high for me. Not much, just a little bit, but it's okay. I'm not doing much to raise it up unless I get excited tonight with y'all. Hopefully everybody won't. I won't get too excited. Don't think I'm going to drink too much tonight. Ain't no use of adding fuel to the fire. I'm looking for my grab bag. Everybody know we got the new grab bag. I think we forgot it last week. I'm not sure. The grab bag is, I call it, really I don't have a name for it yet. It's a dare. Or if you dare to try a question from the grab bag, and you must answer it, or if you don't have any knowledge of it, you got to give opinion. If not, I hang up on you. That's the grab bag. I got to find it. It's somewhere around here. Hold on, I got to call somebody into the show. They're having problems getting through. Okay, I'm feeling a little better now. So, what's going on with everybody? Like I said, I'm okay. We go over the rules in 1 second. I'm a little sluggish right now. This is one thing I need a personal assistant for, though. Calling people to the show when the show already started. That's the only problem. Okay, this should do it right here. Somebody. Okay. All right. Okay, we good. I had to call somebody into the show. Somebody texted me and told me about garlic for the blood pressure. Yeah, I heard about the I had high blood pressure so long. I heard about all like the garlic and the no salt. Well, really what happened was I had some French fries today with salt on it. And ever since I ate those French fries with the salt, it just messed up my whole day. I immediately got a headache. I took 2 Advils, but I didn't get to sit down with it. Usually when I take Advil, I like to lay down for a minute and turn off all the lights and relax and close my eyes, and that helped. But I didn't get a chance to do that, so I just the Advils, but I kept moving. So I didn't get a chance, as far as I'm concerned, I didn't get a chance to let the medicine work. So I guess that's why I kept the headache. But as they say in Hollywood, the show must go on. And that's what we're going to do here. Today, we're going to talk about, something has been going on. Lately, my numbers on the online link that people listen online, my numbers have been going down. And at first, I thought it was a need for concern. I thought maybe I was losing listeners online. And then I figured out what it was. Is that the people who usually online, now they calling in and listening, which is a good thing. Because I guess it's bringing us all more closer together. So I want to welcome the people who no longer listen on the link, on the line, and tired of getting cut off, because I heard it's troubles on when you listen online. It keeps cutting off on you. So you're on the phone lines now, and welcome to the show. I really appreciate you. You're closer to the family now. We are one big happy family. You're on the phone lines. And if you choose to, you can press 1 and make a comment. Go live. I mean, when it's time to. Not now. When it's time to, you can press 1 and go live. So welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. I like to say it's one of the craziest, but one of the realest podcasts is this out. You know, here is where we, as Miles used to say, you could be who you want to be on this show. When you go all week working, stressed out, aggy, feeling uptight, here's where you could come to the show and you might just hear anything. And you might just want to use some profanity, or you might just want to express your opinion, or whatever you want to do, you could come on the show and do it. Because we have no holds bars here. We don't discriminate. You know, here is where we say what we want. We get what we say what we want. We do what we want. That's the freedom of speech. I believe it's the First Amendment, right? I believe I might be wrong. So anyway, and I'm Jay Sean, your host. I like to consider myself a relationship guru, a sex coach, and also known as that I became famous all over town and all over the internet as Mr. Fuck Love. Because it's so, just people can't even believe that I call myself Mr. Fuck Love. I actually ran into a female recently, and she told me I feel sorry for you. She said, I feel sorry for you that you feel like that, because you might be passing up on real love because of the way, you know, you feel about the way you feel about love. So told her that I don't feel like that. I don't feel like I could be passing up on love. I feel like it's better to have love than loss than to not love at all. See, I've been there before. I've been in love before. When you with somebody and you feeling like they're your soulmate, you feeling like y'all was put together by God. When you feel like you can't live without each other. Every day when somebody walks out the house, I love you. When you get off the phone, I love you. In the morning, I love you. When you're in the car and somebody getting out of the car, I love you. On the way to work, I love you. When you come home from work, I love you. See, I've been there before. But what people fail to realize is that I've been on the other end of that stick too. I've been on the other end of that stick where somebody don't want you to kiss them goodbye. They don't want you to hug them goodbye. They've fallen out of love with you. You're not eating because your heart is broken. You're not sleeping because your heart is broken. You don't nevertheless think you could make it through the next day because your spouse or somebody might be cheating on you or not caring about you anymore. You can't even make it, not even thinking about you can't make it through the next day. Not even thinking about you can't make it through the next hour. Where sometimes, how many people have felt like you didn't know if you could make it through the next second? Because your heart is broken. How many people have stopped eating because their heart was broken? Stopped sleeping. Contemplated suicide. Thought about killing the person or the person they're dealing with. See, that's all the things that remind me of why I say love is not real. And I call myself Mr. Fuck Love. Because I'm aware of the good things about love. And I tend to think that women are in love with the thought of being in love. See, women want to be in love. See, with men, it's a little bit different. When men fall in love, it's like, oh, shit, man, damn, I really love this girl. I got to stop hanging out with my boys. I got to make sure I keep her happy. I'm really in love with somebody. It's not easy as you think it is. When a man falls in love, it's really not. But I'm here to talk about the fake love. Because there's so much going on, fake love going on. I was supposed to have a guest tonight, and then she backed out on me, and I really didn't care. Because I had so much to talk about tonight. Like, I can go on and on and on. It's like, where is the real love? Now, don't get me wrong. For the people out there who've been in love or who are in love, you know real love. Ladies, have you ever hugged a person? Let me give you a love test for ladies and men. You ever hug somebody who really love you? Hug a man who really love you. And you would know by the way he hugged you. Kiss a man, a lady, or a man who really love you. And you'll see the way they kiss you. Lay down in bed and cuddle with somebody who really, really, really love you. It's not a regular cuddle. It's not a regular kiss. It's not a regular hug. A hug from somebody that love you, you will know when somebody love you. A kiss from somebody who love you, you will really know that kiss. Everybody want to get caught up. I've been doing this show almost 3 years, and I think maybe once, maybe twice, I had somebody come out here and feel like I feel everybody else says that love is real. I'm shocked by that. But then I understand. That's because everybody has their own opinion on what love should be. Like, it's almost like equivalent to success. Everybody want to be successful. Everybody want to be in love. And I'd like to tell people, like, success is like being pregnant. You know, when a woman's pregnant, success is just like being pregnant. Everybody want to see a pregnant woman, and everybody want to congratulate her. Oh, congratulations, congratulations. But know what? Nobody want to ask her how many times she fucked. That's a joke. You get it? Everybody want to congratulate a woman for being pregnant. But nobody don't know how many times she fucked to get pregnant. What does that mean? That means nobody don't know the work she put in, the work she put in, or the work somebody put in to be successful. Nobody don't know the work I put in to be successful with this podcast. Everybody is telling me, oh, I love your podcast. I love your podcast, Jay. Yo, your podcast is crazy. Yo, I can't wait for Friday to come. Yo, your podcast is this. But they don't know what go into making this podcast good. They don't know. Only the people in my immediate circle, things I go through to make this podcast good. The preparation and the time and the studying and time and everything. And I know I tend to get up here and ask for donations sometimes. And I thank the people who give me donations. Don't get me wrong. I don't make a big deal about it. But I do ask for donations. But everybody want to know, how's my podcast good? Why is it so good? They don't know about the things that go into it that make it good. Now back to the love issue. A lot of people wake up in the morning, they understand what I just said about everybody want to congratulate a pregnant woman for being pregnant, but nobody had never asked her how many times she fucked. It'll probably hit you tomorrow, or it might hit some people right now. But back to, and a lot of people, they down on me and they wonder why I talk about how I talk about love. And I talk about love because I know what I'm talking about. It's a beautiful thing when you have it. But it's a terrible thing when it's not right. I was talking to two ladies. I wasn't really going to talk about this, but I am going to talk about it. I was talking to two females this morning that I know very well. And we got into a debate. We got into a debate on, one of the females said she's married. And she said, I'm going to switch it around a little bit. But she said if she hit the pick six, how fast she would leave her husband. I was like, okay. You've been married for years and years and years. But if you hit the pick six, you would leave your husband in the drop of a dime. So anyway, the conversation went on and on. We went on and on. And then they start telling me about, I start telling them that how love, how people are cheating is on the rise. And that women, which is one of my topics tonight, women selling their body is on the rise. Married women, single women, whatever, women selling their body for money is on the rise again. So then they start trying to tell me, not one of them, but both of them start trying to tell me how they could still love these two ladies, how they could still love their husband, but cheat on them with somebody. And I was trying to tell them that that's not possible. That's not true, because if you love somebody unconditionally, you just want to be with that person. So they was trying to tell, now listen, this is real. This is two mature women, over 40, under 70, and they actually telling me that they could have sex outside their marriage and it doesn't mean that they don't love their husband. So we was arguing, and one of the ladies said to me, well, what about Muslims? Because they could have five wives. And I said, yeah, Muslims could have five wives, but when they get married knowing that. The woman get married knowing that she could have four other wives, her husband could have four other wives, and the men get married knowing they could have five wives. They know that, but in a traditional American wedding, it's one man and one woman, for better or for worse, for death do we part. But these women, they were actually telling me that they can still have a extramarital affair, and it was okay because they still love their husband. Now that was scary. That was I couldn't understand that. Not only could I not understand it, I don't think it was right. But that's the world we living in today. I had a thought I had the wedding ceremony up here. I'm one of my laptops. I got like three laptops in front of me. I wanted to go over that, but I can't find it right. I can't find it right now. I'll find it in a minute. But anyway, a traditional American wedding is when two people get together and they say their vows and they, before God, the preacher and God, that them two and only them two will be together for the rest of their life, to death do you part. How can you love somebody and be with somebody and sleep with somebody else and justify it as being okay? I mean, I just can't understand that. I got to call somebody 1 second to the show. If anybody got any comments or anything and you want to go live, you want to press 1. I know it's a delicate subject and a lot of people are afraid of it. But if you're not, press 1 and join in, because I would love to hear somebody voice their opinion on this. 1 second, I'm going to call somebody to the show. Okay, we good. We got them. All right, so glad you could join the show. So as I was saying, anybody who wanted to go live, they have to press 1. But back to the conversation that I was having this morning with the two females, over 40, under 70, that they was trying to explain to me that being married and going out having an affair or whatever, it doesn't take away from I guess the love they have for their husband or whatever, like, and I was trying to explain to them that, see, a lot of people like to make their own definitions of what love is. You can't really make your own definitions of love. Love is love. You can't say that I'm married and I love this person, but I could go out and cheat on this person, and it can't take away from the love I have for my wife or for my husband. That, to me, that's I want to say delusional, but I'm not going to say delusional. I'm going to say that somebody making their own self-realization of what love is really supposed to be. Because I'm thinking that if you love somebody, then you love them, that you just to be with just you and them. Because like I said, you take vows or you take an oath or whatever you take to be with that person to, what is it, to death do we part, to sickness. And I did it twice. I should know this. But death do us part, sickness and health for whatever and whatever and whatever. It's saying that you're just going to be with just you and them. Not saying you're going to be with you and them, and then sometime when you feel like you might be getting bored with that dick, you want to go get another one, or you feel like you're getting bored with her vagina, you want to go get a different one. You know what I mean? It's not saying that. You don't get hallway passes when you marry. Oh, and then somebody said, well, what about the people who are in the swingers' life? Yeah, but what about them? If you married and you both agree to be in the swingers' life, then that don't count. I mean, you a swinger. I'm talking about the men and the women who get married to each other and just say they're going to be with each other to death do us part, till one of us die. And if you cheat on somebody that you married to or somebody that you say you love, then I don't believe it's love. Now, it might have been love at one time. They might have been your soulmate one time. But somewhere along the line, somebody went wrong somehow. Listen, I'm not trying to say, hey, I've been a cheater. I've been true and I've been a cheater. I'm not trying to say I'm perfect when I say fuck love. I'm not trying to say none of that. I'm well aware of everything that goes on in the world. Trust me, I'm well aware of it, and nobody is perfect. Shit, David in the Bible slept with Bathsheba. He slept with Bathsheba, but David is remembered for slaying Goliath. Shit, Noah was accused of public drunkenness, but God gave him the ark. Shit, King Solomon had 700 wives, but he still remembered as being the greatest and the wisest king that ever lived in history. I'm not saying that nobody is perfect in the world. I'm just saying, if you claim to love somebody, then you got to love them, because there's too much fake love going on in the world. And when you faking love, you really fool. You're not fooling the other person that you would. You're really fooling yourself. Because how many people is stuck in nowhere relationships that you know is not going to work? You're really fooling yourself. And every day that you stay there and you fake like everything is okay when you know it's okay is another day off of your life. Because nobody don't know when they're going to die, but we all got to die. So you in nowhere relationships for what, 1 year, what, 2 years, 3 years, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 years, and you in relationships and you're not happy and you know they're not going nowhere, damn, you lucky. You got 10 years of being somewhere that you really wasn't happy and you really knew it wasn't for you, and you still alive. You still got time to correct it. You still got time to go out there and be alone and do what you want to do and feel how you want to feel and go where you want to go and come home when you want to come home and be with who you want to be, chill with who you want to chill with. You still got time. But long as you in them relationships and you faking it and you ain't happy, yo, you faking it. You really fooling yourself. And you cheating yourself. I've been there. I've been with people in my life that I was with for money. I've been with people in my life that I was with for sex. I've been with people in my life for all kind of fucking reasons other than love. I have did it. I'm a poster child. I'm on a milk carton. I'm one person who have did some of every damn thing in the world and knew I wasn't in love and knew I wasn't gonna end my life with this person. I knew it, and I stayed. But for once in my life, right now, I can really say once in my life, right now, that I'm doing what the fuck I want to do. Yeah, right now, I'm doing what I want to do. I'm not married. Yeah, I got a friend. She might be listening. I got a friend, but I don't put no titles on this shit. Boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, fiance, all that. I'm not putting no titles on nothing. I call it agreements. I agree to do this. You agree to do that. I agree not to do this. You agree not to do that. I call it an agreement. And that's how I'm going to live the rest of my life, with agreements. No more labels, no more titles for me. No more husbands, and no more I'm your husband, and I'm your man, and nah. People was faking it, but like I said, for the people out there who still believe in love, which is half the fucking planet, God bless you. But do my hug test, person. They say they love you. The hugs never fail. I call it the hug test. Hug somebody that love you, and you'll know by the way they hug you. Kiss somebody that love you. You'll know by the way they kiss you. Cuddle with somebody. They say they love you, and you will know if they love you. Shit, watch what a man do after he has sex with you, and you will know if he loves you. Or shit, watch what a woman do. Somebody said, say thank you. Thank you for the real topic, but also thank you for trying to make me believe that you can be married and still cheat and still love somebody. No, 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 no. The world has changed so much. You know, I don't know how old people is, but I'm up there. I don't like to say my age, but I'm up there. But you know, I remember a time when a woman putting her panties on a clothesline, it was embarrassing, and you had to worry about if your neighbors was gonna see your panties on your clothesline. Even the men were boxers on the clothesline. Think how far we came from being embarrassed to put your panties on a clothesline outside, and if your neighbors won't see them, to the way the women dress nowadays. Women show you more than panties, or women do more than that. We came a long way. Yes, we did. We definitely did. Now, somebody told me, if I'm so much on fake love, do I know what's the signs of fake love? And I said, I'm going to give you 6 signs of fake love. But no, well, hold up. What time is it? Wow, it's 8:42. Let me take a quick break and go to the bathroom, have me a drink. I'm drinking Tito's tonight, y'all. I'm not drinking too much because my blood pressure is up. But anyway, I wanted to take a quick break. Everybody stay with me. I see everybody on the phone lines and the people on the links, I can't see the people on the links, but we want to come back. And don't forget, I want to try to get to some of these topics. And don't forget, I want to do the fuck bag, the dare me, fuck you bag, if you got enough courage to answer a question from when I pull a question out of a hat. And they might be embarrassed, and question might be disrespectful, it might be anything, but you got to give your opinion or you got to say something on it. I'll pull the question out of a hat. And we got to get to these topics. I always put the topics out, but we never get to them. So we get to the topics. If you want to go live, you got to press 1. The people on the links, all you get to do is listen. Just the part of the show where I say if you want to give a donation, you know the Cash App, $ JASHONJ. Oh, you know I always say if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. I'm up here giving you the best that I'm giving you the best of my life. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to run to the bathroom. I'm going to pour me a nice double shot of Tito's. And I'm going to find my grab bag because we got about another hour and 15 minutes of the show going on. For the people who believe in love, I mean, you know, come on the line. Let's talk love. Because I'm going to talk, because, you know, Mr. Fuck Love, I stand on that. So if you stand on believing in love, stand on it. If you stand on saying that you could cheat on somebody but you still love the person you would, stand on it. Manifest it. It's all good. Make me a believer. Make me believe that you could be married and you still could cheat and you still could be in love with somebody. Look, damn it, man, listen. It's nobody the same around me. As soon as they not around you, they different. I always say it, you know what I mean, like my friend, my friend, my friend, my friend. But she always be like my man, my man, my man, my man, my man. I'm her man. I be like my friend, my friend, my friend, my friend, my friend. And she listening tonight. And everybody know Jay Sean keeps it real. I don't lie about shit. I don't lie. I don't steal. I've been known to be a cheater, but just not lately. But I'm always telling everybody who know me, I'll be like, my friend. It's been my friend for years, you know what I mean, and my best friend, and we could count on each other, and we could, you know, I'm there for her, and she there for me, my friend, and she always saying, my man. I'd be like, my friend. But she probably won't like this, but today she sent me a text. She screenshotted and sent me a text of a text that she sent to her baby father. And in the text, guess what the text said? The text said, I'm not going to say everything it said, but I will say this. The text said, I can't even do this. My friend going to do it for me. So, when you talk to your baby father, I'm your friend, huh? I said, okay. Keep that same energy when females in the street run up to you and they be like, who is Jay Sean, whatever. I want you to keep the same energy and say, oh, Jay Sean is just my friend. Y'all hear the beeps going off now? That's probably her. Don't say Jay Sean is my man. Say Jay Sean is my friend. The same thing you told your baby father. My friend. Cool with that, because that's what I always say, my friend. So I'm cool with that. But that's just another situation where I'm telling you that love not real, and a lot of shit is fake out here. Stuff is just fake. People is just fake. The shit, like shit that go on in the world, it's just fake. I don't know what we going to do about it, but shit is just fake out here. And I'm here to call everybody out this fake. Damn it, I'm calling everybody out this fake. If you're claiming that you married and you're doing things outside you're married and you still posting on Facebook, happy end of 20, 30 anniversary, you fake. If you married and you cheating on your wife and you cheating on your husband, but you still married, God damn it, you fake. You're faking it. If you dating somebody and you're going with somebody and you still dealing with different people, baby daddies and baby mothers and all that shit, you are faking it. And it's tick, 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 tick. Your life in a way. Everybody got an expiration date. Don't leave this earth in a relationship that you don't want to be in. Don't leave this earth sleeping with the enemy. Don't leave this earth laying down with somebody and you unhappy. Don't wait till it's the end to think about what Jay Sean said. I'm here to help everybody. I'm even here to help myself. Just don't leave this earth in an unhappy situation like many people did. My brothers and sisters might don't like me to say this, but I never saw my mother and father sit down and have a regular conversation. Never. A regular conversation like, oh, yeah, did you hear what happened today? The president did this, this and that, and this and that. Oh, the taxes is up, or this and that, this and that, this and that. A regular conversation. I never seen that in my life. I don't know if they was happy or not. I guess they was. I guess they loved each other in their own way. I'm not going to debate that. I'm just telling you what I never saw. From the neighborhood I grew up in, all I saw was a mothers and fathers coming outside, and it was and going to work, and a mother and a father, and a mother and a father, and a mother and father coming out, and that's all we knew. But nobody knew what went on inside them houses. Love ain't real. Stop faking it. Can I get an amen? We got people out here who being used by people and know they being used by people. Man, I'm telling you, it's people, I know people who know they being used by somebody and they still try to sit up here and justify it. Like, you know you being used. Man, come on. There's people that know they being used out here and still try to sit up and justify it. Listen, it's over with. The fat lady has sang, stick a fork in it, it's done. Free your ass. No, pardon me. Free your mind and your ass will follow. It ain't illegal yet. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Oh, yes, I'm on one tonight. I'm on one. I'm drinking, smoking, and I'm having a good time with all my listeners out here. So let's take a quick break, and hopefully we'll come back, and we're going to get on some of these topics. If somebody want to get on the topic, if somebody press 1, come back in. Let's talk about love. Let's love. Let's get on these topics. Let's go in this grab bag. Let's do something. If not, I'm going to talk all night damn long about people that's living in fake lives, fake love. I'm going to just keep dogging it, and then you're going to go to sleep with my voice in your ear like this nigga right here. This nigga keeps it real. I'm afraid of that nigga right there. Because he ain't afraid to say how I feel. I'm saying how you feel. I'm saying how you feel. I'm saying how you. I'm talking to my listeners. I'm saying how you feel. Side chicks. Who tired of that. I'm saying how you feel. People that's married in relationships and don't want to be in them. I'm saying how you feel. Who laying down with people who you think is soulmates, but they really not they soulmates. I want all my listeners to be free from the drama and free from the bullshit. I'm here for you. I'm saying how you feel. Me, relationship guru, Mr. Fuck Love. Fuck love. Do you understand what that means? I consider myself, I've been alone a long time. I entertain myself. I've been through stormy weathers. I didn't fall a victim. I've been left by women. I've been cheated on with women. Yo, but I'm still strong. And anybody doubt me, it's okay. I'm not faking it out here with nobody. I gotta fake it that I'm faking like I'm in love. I'm not messing with people just to fit in. I'm not doing none of that. I'm building myself for years. And the person who with me, they gotta be building they self. Remember what I said earlier. Everybody want to congratulate a pregnant woman, but nobody want to know how many times she had to fuck. I'm going to drill that into people's minds tonight. We're going to take a quick break. And we're going to be right back with the Keeping It Real show. Let me see what I want to hear. Nobody don't go nowhere. Get your popcorn out. Get your cigarettes and your Black and Mild and your weed and your drink, whatever you're drinking out. Margaritas, daiquiris, Hennessy, Tito's, or whatever you're drinking on. We're going to come back, and I'm getting more raw in the next hour. I'm getting real raw. I'm getting real. I'm already real, but I'm getting more real in the next hour. I'm calling a spade a spade. Don't go nowhere. Stay with me. Cash App still open. If you want to go live, press 1. We'll be right back after this. Fuck love. You know it.
Without you, if I wanted, when I asked you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better, sit back and let me pour out my love letter, let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your cufflinks, don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you, let me run your bath water, whatever you desire, I'll fly ya, sing you a song, turn the game on, I'll brush your hair. Put your durag on. Wanna put her up. Want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours. I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Cause baby, this is your place. Do anything for my man. Baby, you blow me away. I've got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart. Ain't nothing tear us apart. Sure, then I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, there's a word.
I'll try it.
I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya. I keep myself up. Remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the size. I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed. You're rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder. Give it is my joy.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. 6 ways that you know that love is fake. When somebody really loves you, true love is the person you would, they want you to grow. They want you to build. They want you to add on. They want you to be more than what you was when you was with them. Effort, inconsistent effort. One can't just be committed. Both people have to be committed. Behavior. You can't keep secrets from each other in committed relationships. You just can't do it. Affection, conditional love, that's showing affection privately, publicly. Five, isolation. When you got people who want to keep you isolated from family, from friends, then you got a problem. And let me see. One more. I guess the feeling of security, maybe. Let's try that. To be with somebody who allows you the feeling of being secure, I guess, with them. I don't know. Somebody told me to give six reasons that you know love is fake. But those are my six. But anyway, let's get back to the show. I know I kill people with the fake love shit. You know, we go on and on and on and on and on. And sometimes I wonder if it's like they say somebody told Carol and the story rolled on just like a wheelbarrow. Or I sound like a broken record. My intentions are not to sound like a broken record. My intentions is not to sound like a person who is scorned, even though I might be. I might be, but my intentions are not to sound like that. My intentions are to be a relationship guru, a sex coach, or you know, that's my intention. My intentions are to help people that's in relationships that's going nowhere. My intentions are to be with people out here who claim they love somebody, but the love is not real. My intentions are to free people from bondage of relationships is going nowhere. My intentions are to keep people from sleeping with the enemy. My intentions are to get people who are wasting days, hours, minutes, and seconds, and minutes, and hours, and days of their life in relationships is not going anywhere, and they know they're not going nowhere, intentions. But you don't need me to tell you that. Everybody know my life story. Let me tell you one thing. Everybody know I used to be a pimp. Everybody know that. We talk about that frequently. One time I met this girl. Me and two of my ladies, we was going to a wedding, and I had two of my ladies with me. So I took them. We went Patterson. We went on Route 4. It was a shoe store somewhere on Route 4. We went there. I had two of my ladies with me, and they went in. I went in. I sat down while they went, and they looked for shoes. The girl that was working there, I guess she was helping them, you know, find shoes. So anyway, I'm sitting there, you know, I'm just killing time while they looking for some shoes to wear to the wedding. So my main girl, when you a pimp, you call your main woman your bottom woman. Your main woman is your bottom woman. So you say, that's my bottom. I'm teaching you some shit tonight. So my bottom woman, she came to me and she said that, I guess the girl that was helping them find some shoes to wear, the girl said to them, because the ladies I was with was dressed nice and, you know, guess they had on, it was looking good and everything. So I guess the girl said to them, what kind, it's the girl that was working at the shoe store, she said to them, yo, what kind of work y'all do? I guess they said, we dancers. And, you know, what makes a pimp's bottom woman bring more women to him? So right away, my bottom woman, she started talking to the girl, you know, like, well, how much you making here in the shoe store? You could make that in one night with us, you know, and my man. She came over to me. She told me, yo, this girl, she not happy doing what she got to do, working at this shoe store. So I told my bottom woman, I was like, well, you know, yo, do what you do. You know what to do. What I meant by that is you go over there and you tell her that how much money you make and how easy it is and how good a man I am and how I treat you and how you would live and how everything would be. So anyway, she went over there. She told the girl. She started talking to the girl and everything, and the girl came over to me. The girl that was working at the shoe place, she came over to me, you know, and she said, you know, she was interested time. So, like, you know, I'm sitting there. So, you know, I'm stone-faced and whenever a pimp got an opportunity to get another girl, that's like, oh, man, that's like somebody on Wall Street, you know, getting another $1 million contract or somebody in stocks choosing a stock that's on the rise, or, you know, somebody in real estate selling another house or something. So I'm like, I'm talking to her, and I'm telling her, like, I could exchange the information to get her number, and it just so happens I had a party to do that night. So I told the girl in the shoe store, I said, well, yo, I got a party to do tonight at my house. If you want to come through and you want to come and see, you know, what's going on, or you want to dance, you know, and make some money. So she was like, yeah, I'm not really making no money in this shoe store. They paying me whatever an hour. And, you know, your girl said I could make what I make in a week in one night. And I'm like, yeah. So she gave me her address and everything, and she told me to pick her up that night. So she gave me, so the night came, you know, I was throwing a, I don't know, I think I was throwing a party, a go-go party, or either I was doing a bachelor party. I think I was doing a go-go party. Anyway, I was doing a go-go party, so I went to pick her, the girl up for the her first time, and she didn't really know nothing about stripping, but she was nice looking. She had a nice body. She was brown skin. She kind of reminded me of, let me see what celebrity she looked like. She had nice, big, full, juicy lips, man. If you're a man, you know what I'm talking about. When somebody got full, juicy lips, they look like a heart. Her lips was like, oh, man. So, she lived in a building on 23rd Street in Patterson. I picked kids. I had to take the elevator was the shit. The elevator was broke, so I had to help her with her kids. We took her kids to her mother's house. On the way back to my house to do the party, she was asking me questions about dancing, and I said, you got to have a dancing name. She said, well, I don't have a dancing name. That's like, well, I'll give you one. So I looked at her. I said, you know. I said, you kind of frisky, so I'm going to call you Frisky. She said, I like that, so I called her Frisky. She came to my house, had a party. My parties was crazy with a whole bunch of men ready to party with women. And, you know, I had girls, and they, you know, and dancing, and they dancing outfits, and they giving lap dances, and they lesbian shows, and they sex in different rooms, and oral sex. And if anybody who's been to my parties in the 90s, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, this fucking girl was a natural. She was so scared, but at the party, she was on the floor. She was doing a lesbian. She was a married woman. She was married, but her husband had left her with two kids. She's on the floor, and she's doing oral sex with another woman, and a woman is doing oral sex with her. And I'm like, I'm looking at this girl, I'm like, man, she was just working, selling shoes like 3 hours ago. Bona fide hoe. Sitting on all her money. How many of them women we know out there right now in the world? How many of people is married to women right now and who's sitting on their money? Anyway, so everybody knows the reason why I'm telling the story. I got so many stories. So anyway, she's on the floor and she's doing lesbian shows, and I'm like, man, this girl was supposed to be scared. So anyway, at the end of the night, one of my friends, and I'm just remembering this, one of my friends, he was like, Jay, yo, I want to take her to my house to stay the night with me. So I said, I don't know. I got to talk to her. So I was like, yo, Frisky, blah, 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 this and this and that, extra this and this and that. So she was down with it. So, you know, we talked numbers and everybody, she got what she got, I got what I got, and they left. This was a girl who was just selling shoes a couple of hours ago. Now she was going to a guy house to stay the night for him, stay the night with him for money. So anyway, Frisky wound up getting on my team. She wound up dancing for me and everything and all, you know what I mean? But then she wound up leaving me, getting with another pimp. Another pimp had her getting on airplanes, transporting drugs to, you know, some pimp put drugs in something, like some kind of antique, and she was taking it on a plane. She wound up getting busted in trying to take drugs to Texas or something. She wound up going to prison. But anyway, that ain't the story. Story is that why I'm telling this long fucking story is I'm killing time is that one night We going to a party. I go to her house to pick her up, as I usually do. She asks me, could I come upstairs? I go upstairs. I'm thinking I got to help her carry her kids downstairs like I usually do, but the kids is not there. So I go upstairs, and I'm like, yo, we running a little late. What's going on? Frisky, she get on her knees in front of me. She get on her knees. She zipped down my zipper. She pulled my penis out, start giving me head. Okay. Remember I told you about the voluptuous lips. She was born to do that. So when anyway, after I was finished or she was finished, she zipped my, you know what I mean? She zipped my pants up. She stood up. She wiped her mouth off. And then she said something that I'll never forget. She said to me, I just want to thank you. She said, Jay Sean, I want to thank you for teaching me how to sell my pussy. Now, that's the whole thing right there. That's the whole punchline. The whole moral of the story I just told you is from what she said to me. And damn, I can't remember why I told you this story, but it was a reason why I was telling the story. It might come to me in a minute. But she told me, thank you for teaching me how to sell my pussy. Now, I couldn't understand. I couldn't understand what did she mean by that. I mean, it's your pussy. You sell your own pussy. You didn't need me. Or why did you need me to teach you how to sell your pussy? I didn't really understand that. It's a reason why I told this story, but I can't remember why I told it. I can't remember why I told this fucking story. I can't remember that. Anyway, Frisky now is walking around the streets of Patterson. She's a drug addict. You wouldn't know her if you seen her. When I see her, she's dirty and she's a crackhead. And when I see her, I always feel sorry. I wonder where her kid's at. Now, I didn't have anything to do with that now, her turning into a drug addict. Now, I didn't get anything to do with that. I'm just where she at right now. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, when she came to my party that night, her husband that left her, he came to my party, and he seen her there dancing. I thought I might have a problem, but I didn't. I guess he just stayed and watched his wife, ex-wife, on the floor doing the lesbian show, but her husband was there that night. He just happened to be at my show the same first night she danced. And I thought I was going to have a problem with him because I had a lot of problems with a lot of different people. But anyway, the point I was trying to make is I don't know what point I was trying to make. I just was trying to make a point, but I can't really remember what point I was trying to make. I can't remember. If anybody on the phone line, you want to press 1. If not, I'm going to just keep talking to y'all. I'm going to keep telling y'all what y'all want to hear. Some more pimp stories. You want to hear some army stories. You want to hear some lonely heart, broken heart stories. Whatever y'all want to hear, I'm going to just keep talking. Dre hate when I tell all my stories. Dre want me to put them on TikTok or Instagram or something like that. But anyway, if nobody don't press one, I don't know what, you know what I've been wanting to tell people? I've been wanting to tell everybody that people who think about witchcraft and voodoo and black magic, I've been wanting to tell this story for a minute on my show. My father was from Cochran, Georgia, Tifton, Cochran, Macon. You know, they believe heavily in that black magic, that witchcraft. My sister not on the show. I wish she was. She could vouch for this. I remember when I was about 8 or 9 years old, and we used to go to, my father and mother used to live in Tifton, Georgia. From Patterson, we used to go there every August for 2 weeks. Me and my sister, we hated it. Hot as hell, mosquitoes, no air conditioning, no TV. It was crazy. But anyway, every year we went there, my father would go visit a root doctor. They called him a root doctor. So this time, I don't know why, he decided to take me with him. My sister was trying to go to high school, so she had to be about 13. I'm 5 years younger than my sister, so I had to be about 8 years old. So we go, we drive, we go into this witch doctor. I don't know where we going. We pull up at this old fucking haunted house. I'll never forget this. The house looked like an abandoned house. It was an old haunted house. It was gray, and the wood was flaking, and the wood was falling off. And my father parked there. Me and my sister got out. We went in the house. The house was dark, and nothing but candles was lit. A dark house with candles lit. And when we went inside, it was people sitting on a couch. It looked like a doctor's, like how a doctor's office be. It was people in there at a doctor, like they was waiting for a doctor, but we was at a witch doctor, witchcraft, black magic, a voodoo doctor. I was scared as hell. So I'm sitting on the couch, me, my sister, and my father. And one at a time, this old lady that looked like she was about 100 years old would come out with a pastor robe on, and she would call the next person. And I'm looking around the house, and it's dark, and there's candles lit, and there's all this. And then she finally came out, and she called my father in the room. And my sister went in the room with my father. I waited outside. I waited in the living room, and my father and my sister went in there. My father used to come back from Georgia with all kind of shit, oil to sprinkle around the house to keep the demons away. I remember a horseshoe he hammered over our front door and our back door to keep the negativity out, stuff to bury in the backyard, all kind of shit. But my sister went in there with my father. Now, me and her talked about this recently. I thought that she went in there to ask to go to a good high school, Passaic County Tech instead of Eastside. That's what I remember. And she got accepted into Tech, and everybody didn't. But she told me it wasn't for that, but I remember it being for that. And then my father and my sister came out. My father had a couple of things with him, and he paid the lady, and we left. And that been in my mind for like 50 years, that it was a root doctor, a witch doctor, who was like a regular doctor, who had people in her office like they was waiting for a doctor. for black magic and voodoo and all that shit. Like, next time I talk to my sister, I'm going to show her my accent about that. She might, you know what? Wait a minute. Let's do something funny. Let's try something. Let's try something to run my show tonight. I really have a good time with my listeners. I really do. One second. Like I said, if y'all want to go live, you got to press one. If not, we can't get to the topics or the grab bag. Either way, I don't care. I care about donations, though. I don't care about the other stuff. I haven't heard my cash up tonight. Wait for my donation. Let's see. Damn.
What's
hey,
up?
Hey, what's up, sis? What up?
What's up? Nothing.
Sleeping?
Nah, fighting this, stomach.
I got you on my show. I wanted to ask you something. You lies.
What I lie about?
I wanted to ask you, everybody, what up, everybody? Everybody know you on my show. This is my sister on the show. I was telling a story about, I like to let people know I keep it real. I was telling everybody a story about the time that Daddy took us to the root doctor. You remember that?
Yeah.
And
what happened?
That's what I'm calling you for. I didn't go in the room. You and him went in the room. So what did y'all go in the room for? I thought you went in so you could go to tech. What?
No. Uh-uh. No. No.
That's what I remember.
It's really for people that read your hands at the beach. Just really go there for them, they read your hands and they tell you what's gonna happen. People always ask you, tell me, say, think of three wishes or something that you want, and then they'll tell you about what's going on with your life. I didn't want to go to tech.
I know you didn't want to go to tech, but why it's in my mind that that's where you went there for, to the root doctor. That's in my mind.
Nah. We went all the time. Every time we went down there, Daddy would go. Just when I got older, he would take me in.
See, you see what you're doing now?
Mm-hmm.
You dance.
What's that? Huh?
You dancing around the you dancing. You don't want to tell everybody what did y'all daddy and you really go in that room and ask that witch doctor to do. What did you ask him to do?
Wait.
If you can't say it, don't worry about it.
Oh no. My job was calling. I just want to say this real quick. You're not supposed to talk about stuff like that. That them people, no, those people is different than the little other people. Like them, you're not supposed to talk about if you went or what you did.
See, I just wanted to let my listeners know that it was real. And 50 years later, you still won't tell what you went to the root doctor for. See, that shit is real, y'all. The witch doctor.
Hold on. My job.
Bring them on, then, if I can tell them why the hell they calling you at 9:30 then. Uh, lot of people don't know about witch doctors and root doctors and stuff. That shit is real. You go there to put the you go there to get the evil spirits off of you. You go there and you ask for something that you want, and you go there and I don't know if you ever, how many people seen that movie Zulu? What was the name of it? Zulu Nation. You go to the witch doctor. It's black magic. So whatever they told my sister 50 years ago, see, she still won't talk about it 50 years later. So that shit is real. 50 years later, I think she put me on hold. I'll wait till she come back. But I was privileged to be in the living room of a real witch doctor in Georgia 50 years ago.
All right, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's all right.
Yeah, that was my job.
Okay, Chinese food just got there. No, Nicole
texted
me and said she's signing off. The Chinese food just came.
This late? I said this late?
Yeah, she was listening to the show. And she said she's signing off. Her Chinese food just came.
I wasn't fighting on this late.
Yeah, me too. Nah, I was just, you know, I've been talking up for my whole show. We haven't everybody just been listening. I haven't had anybody to talk, so I just start telling different stories of my life. And I always wanted to tell the witch doctor story, so I was like, let me call and let people know what I be saying is real. So I brought you on because I like you was there. So that's all. That's all I wanted to do. Anyway, how you feeling?
I was good. I was pretty good.
Sound
I
like
I
you
were
sleeping.
Asleep. No, you know, remember, like when I take my med, it makes me feel nauseous. So I'm pretty well going through that now, but I'm getting used to it.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't want to hold you up.
No, I'm good. What was your topic tonight? I read some of them though.
It was the first one was, is there still, I'll read them to you, is there still love people 40 and over, 40 and up? The second one was, what is the difference between first date sex and one night stands? The third one was, why are women secretly selling a body more in 2023? The fourth one was, what's worse, to find out your mate has sex with somebody you know on your own or hear from somebody else? And the fifth one was, why are so many people faking like they in real loving, faithful, commitment, relationships? Maybe you could do number one. Is there still love for people that's 40 and over?
Thank you for that, okay? Well,
that's the easiest one.
Now, I liked another one. I forgot. It was the next to last one you said. But,
Which one? You can ask whatever
everybody,
one you want.
I'll go with this one. Everybody know that love is in different ages, you know, in different times in your life is different for you. 40 and over is different because, like I said, you're not looking for to have children or to build something with somebody. By the time you get in your 40s, you should be done, been on a job for a while, accumulated some stuff in your life. And so when you meet somebody, it's really for love, but also companionship and for both of you to get together and for whatever purpose you have in life, y'all can reach, you know, you can help each other reach that purpose and goal, you know, that you like at the age. Like, say me, I'm 64. So if I were to meet somebody, it would be really a companionship, like somebody to hang out with, say like a date night, go out to eat, to movies, maybe go on a trip or something together. I really wouldn't be looking for passionate love or deep love because by the time the age you got now, I mean, it would be good, but you really just want somebody to have a nice time with, like a friend, but a guy. For me, anyway, the age I am.
Yeah.
Because at 64, if you don't have your shit together, there's no need to even try to bring nobody in your life.
So you think that by 64, like your life is almost over? That's what you mean?
Over as far as the type that if you do date, you just don't want to go through the stuff you went through when you were young. Like, I don't want drama. I don't want baby mother. I don't want ex-wife. I don't want indoor problems. Somebody who don't want work or bring nothing to the table or got to come live with me. Care of them. 64 is not over. You just don't want to. You don't want to go through the things you went through when you was young. That go for a guy looking for a girl too. Same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you wanted to ask something else?
No, I was just going to say that you say you're 64. So do you believe love? Do you believe that you still got a chance to find love?
No, not love. I think I might have a chance to find somebody compatible to maybe things that I'm interested in life, and they might want to share with me, you know, what I'm interested in. But to me, love is not like people, like other people think. To me is you meet somebody and you get to know them and you start liking them. And as time go by, maybe, you know, you start feeling really comfortable and you have a couple things in common, and then your light turns a little bit into feelings. And then as time go on, you become very, you have deep feelings for that person that, you care about them. You want to make sure they're all right and everything is going good, and you want to check on them and, you know, give them a little happiness. They give you some happiness. But it's not like full-blown love when you in your 20s that you head over heel over that person, and that person is everything in your life.
Yeah. Hold on one second. Hold on. 9513, you live.
Hey, happy fall. How are we all? Oh, that wasn't supposed to rhyme.
How you doing?
I'm sorry. I am good. Thank you. How are you?
All right.
Very good. Good to hear you also, Lisa. So I'd just like to comment. Thank you. I like to comment on the love over 40, actually, if I could.
Oh, is Yvonne your name?
It is I.
Oh, what's going on? How you doing? How you doing?
I am good.
Love over
40. I'm good.
But you in your 60s, right?
That is correct.
Oh, okay. I thought you was in your 50s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you in, all right, so love over 60.
Love over 60 is possible. I've seen people who live in senior residences find each other and marry. And they're already living there, so it's not like either one needs a place to live, you know. But, yeah, as long as your heart is in the right place and your mind is in the right place, when you connect with that person, you don't set a limit on your feelings. You know, it's going to happen. You don't go in and say, I'm going to be in love. No. But as you say, Lisa, it's a growing process. So I think you can not only love someone over 60, but you can be in love with someone, which is different from just loving them. You know?
Don't you feel that a lot of times older men, by the time they get like older, like, you know, our age, however their relationships were before, don't you think sometimes they looking for good women to be like baby or coddle them, like, you know, like cooking and cleaning and stuff. They to that point, like, you know, because they get an older woman,
they
feel
more for a caretaker.
Yeah, I that's what I feel like when for a guy. Now a woman most of the time, if they were with people and they you know, say their finances, whatever, is not like up to par or whatever, then they get with an older person to come together and combine, so they have like they live a little better life being older. I think it's more for reasons than for love. I don't know. That's just the way I feel.
That actually happens even with younger people. So relationships or marriage for convenience or contract, that happens. I know people who married in their 30s, and that was their goal, to find security. The women were looking for security, and the men presented that. So they married.
But don't you think,
it all depends on who you are.
But don't you think most of the time when you're young, they don't come out of their bag and let you know that's what it is. They go full blown, letting you think that they're in love with you and you know, all that, and then you find out what their criteria is. But when you're older, you don't have time to really play around. You just really say, you know, say whatever, or you see what it is.
I think when you're older, you have more experience. So, as you said, mm-hmm. you can see if somebody
yeah.
is full of monopoly. You know, you could see that
yeah.
because of your experience. And so you see the way they move. You hear the way they speak, you know. But I'm not going to say, you know, okay, so I know we're not saying all older people. So, yeah, there are people who are looking for security and convenience and someone for companionship. I'm not going to say
yeah.
an older person is not looking for a good time, because, you know, I go to different clubs and there are people there in their 70s and 80s on the dance floor doing extremely well, you know. So sometimes
yeah.
you're looking for people. You're not even looking. You're finding people while you're out doing the things you enjoy doing. That's what I always suggest to people. You know, if you want a relationship, do alone the things you like to do. When you're doing those things, if you meet somebody at one of those events, you have at least one thing in common. You both like where you are, you know? So that's that one thing in common, and it can grow from there. But it can be any age. It's you know that song, right? It's not over. It's not over till it's over.
I want to say something kind of cute. When I was younger and I used to date, my mother used to always like say, "Oh, nothing's gonna come out of that," or, you know, she would always say stuff, and I'd be like, "Well, you don't know that can't be that, whatever." And I always thought she was critical, but now that I'm like older, like you said, I could actually see what she was seeing, but I just wasn't mature enough. You know what I mean? So like when I meet a man or I see one, you know, like we're talking, I see more clearly where they're coming from. When like maybe like when I was young, I didn't see it. It was, you know, the picture wasn't really full.
No, that's right. That's right. So the more experience we have, as it should, the more it should teach us. I remember I was working with these guys who were all bus drivers, and all they talked about was the sisters, black this and black that, and, you know, no white men. And then, of course, both of them turn around and marry light-skinned women. I'm thinking, duh. You know, even though they are, I guess, black technically, they didn't go for the dark brown sisters. I just, you know, in observance, I just listened to them talk, and then I just laughed when I saw, and they're happy, you know, but people set their criteria for different things, and sometimes they criteria themselves right out the door. Not to say you're not supposed to have your likes and dislikes.
You know what? You and my sister is about the same age, and y'all both grew up Jehovah's Witnesses. You know what I mean? That's a coincidence. Was you ever baptized, Evazine?
12 years old.
Wow, 12. And Lisa, when was you baptized?
13.
How old?
15.
Yeah, but how did you get baptized at 12?
Oh, you can do it at any time.
That's supposed to be the age. Yeah, well, that's supposed to be the age that they say you can make a decision. But I spoke to a young man who was baptized at 11, and that kind of shocked me because I do clearly remember the age of 12. Being one of your criteria, and I hope he's listening. If you're listening, please call me. But I had to throw that one out there. But but I don't think the Jehovah's Witness religion. Somebody keeps bringing that up to me also because I tell them I don't go to church and I don't want to hear these dancing pastors on some of these podcasts. But I call them dancing pastors. I can hear them dancing. Don't entertain me. But anywho, I love the fact, and let me share that too, since you brought it up, Jayshawn, the Jehovah's Witness process. I love the public speaking aspect of that. And everything could have its benefits. You know, there's ups and its downs. I remember this older gentleman, his wife died, and he had three daughters. And he told me, he said, "You know what, Miss Amy? The first Jehovah's Witnesses that knocked on my door, I turned my daughters over to them." He said, because he knew he wasn't going to be able to raise those girls. But he trusted that the Jehovah's Witnesses and the sisters in the hall would do them justice. And I thought that was fantastic, actually. You know, whatever the religious aspect of it was secondary to him knowing they would be in a safe place with women, you know?
What state was you in when you was a Jehovah's Witness? What state? What you was in New York?
I was, Brooklyn, New York. Mm-hmm.
So you went to the assemblies in Monroe?
No, that wasn't there yet.
I can't remember where we went. Where did we go? Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium.
I think that's where I got baptized, too, Yankee Stadium. Mm-hmm.
That's deep. So your mother and your father was Jehovah's Witnesses?
No, not my dad. My dad invited the devil to the door all the time. But no, not my dad. My mom, no,
just
actually no
mother.
One was, no one was baptized in my house but me. My mother studied forever.
Wait a minute. Wait
my
a minute.
Grandmother
wait
in Maryland. My mother was, no
wait
one, no
your
one
mother,
in
your
my
mother
house
was, a Jehovah,
was baptized.
Your mother was a Jehovah's Witness? Your mother was a Jehovah's Witness?
Jay John.
Yes.
Deshaun, no one in my
yes.
house was baptized but me. My mother studied forever. She studied for the day she died, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, but I don't understand that. If your mother wasn't baptized, who told you to get baptized at 12? I don't understand.
No one really has to tell me to do anything. My mother was studying. I was involved, and I moved forward. No one really told me what to do. But no, my parents, my mother was not baptized.
Wow. That's deep.
Mm-mm. And it wasn't a requirement, just like that gentleman who turned his three daughters over. You know, they all got baptized eventually, and neither of them had, well, the mom had passed, but the father, he wasn't in the quote unquote.
you got a lot of skeletons in your closet.
No, not I. Why would I have skeletons?
Because I've been a Jehovah's Witness before. And I can't imagine nobody 12 years old get. I don't got nobody. I can't imagine nobody 12 years old getting baptized as Jehovah's Witness when their mother wasn't baptized and their father wasn't baptized and their grandmother wasn't baptized and their grandfather wasn't baptized.
Now my grandmother, My grandmother was baptized.
Oh, okay,
she
all
was
right.
In Maryland. Okay, but hold on. What would be your definition of a skeleton? Let me not say I don't have any. That might be kind of cute. So what would be a skeleton?
Now, I'm not going to get into all that. No.
Okay.
I just, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I just
okay.
been there. I just know that religion. That's all. I'm not, we ain't going to get into all that. But,
Okay.
12 years old, that's young to get baptized as a Jehovah's Witness at 12. That's like 8th grade. Right?
No, everybody, God comes into everybody's life. God comes into everybody's life different. Like, when I was 15, I just felt, I guess I felt like his presence. And it felt like everything was coming together, and I was interested in the teaching and the Bible, and I just felt that I wanted to give my life, you know. So that's, I understand at 12, you know, everybody comes to that that choice on their own, they tell you. Because you have to go to classes. You just don't get baptized. You go to classes, and then it comes to a point they find they see if you're ready. You got to be ready.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like the church. You actually have to. It's a special book you read. And you answer questions, and you go to classes.
Well, I don't know.
Well, you never did that part.
Nah, nobody never asked
who,
me.
Who,
Jay
Sean? No.
Yeah, he didn't stay that long. I stayed. I stayed longer than him. He didn't stay that long.
I stopped going when I was like 14, maybe 14, something like that.
Yeah, I even was, I was even engaged to be married to a brother, but his parents called it off. So, I wasn't there for a long time.
Well, Evagine, was you ever the fellowship or put on public reproof? Hello?
I'm here. I'm sorry. Did you say something to me?
Was you ever the fellowship?
Of course. Absolutely. Time to exit this place.
Well, you said, well, you said of course. You said of course.
I mean, well, you're either in. For me, I'm either in it or out of it. And I just started realizing that there was not a lot of truth in the truth. And so that's how I am. When something is, it is. But when it isn't, it isn't.
So do you still go to the Kingdom Hall?
It's not about commitment.
Do you still go there?
Of course not.
Do you still go?
Right
there. Okay.
I'll say no.
Of course not.
Of course not.
I don't go there, and my sister don't go there, so of course not.
Well, I went to the Passover this year, Memorial. I went after it'd been years, and then I went. I don't know. It's different now. The people they have there now is way different than when I was growing up, you know, how it was.
I'm sure they've reached their 144,000 already.
Oh, they reach it, and then they reach it, and then they renew it. You know that it gets renewed.
Mm-hmm. I've never understood that, 144,000.
It's in the Bible.
It got to be more than that.
It got to be
by
more
now.
Than that.
But anyway, I want to, I'm going to end this show.
I did want to answer the other question, the one about the sex on the first date and then one night stand.
Okay, what's the difference between a first date sex and a one night stand?
Yeah, one night stand is when you're out somewhere and you meet that person and you go and you have, relationships with each other. And sometimes that it might turn into a relationship or a friendship, but sometimes it just be that a one-night stand and you don't see each other anymore, because it didn't. It just was that. A first-time date, usually you're dating for a while, or you plan that for your date, when that's your first date and you have sex or make love or whatever, and you're hoping that it turns into more than
So that's the difference?
Yeah, that's the difference to me, because I never I never did a one night stand. I never seen nobody I wanted to go to bed with the first time. But the first date, and I usually always wait a couple of dates because most time it just be lust anyway, or just a sexual thing. If you want a relationship, you want to actually go, you know, let that be the last thing that you really want to do, because it always can happen. So I mean, you ain't gotta worry about contemplate doing it. When it happened, it happened.
What about you, Advisor Nate? Any comments on that?
Basically, it's the same that you, a one night stand is meet somebody, you hook up, and that's the story. You may never hear from them again. You might run into them 20 years later.
I think a one night stand is the same thing as the first date sex, because think about it.
First date, you
meet somebody and you have sex with them on a one night stand, it's the same thing as me and you've been talking on the phone for a month, and the first time we go out, we have sex. It's still the same thing.
Yeah, but you know the person, you've been talking.
Yeah, but it's still
one night.
Still
you ain't talked to him
on the first date.
Yeah, but you know that person more.
How?
If I just meet you tonight and I have sex with you, I don't know nothing about you besides when you talked to me about the moment that we met. But if we on a date, I'm quite sure we talked on the phone, or we maybe met in a group with other people, or according to what we met at, we got acquainted with each other.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Well, see, the first date, the first date sex is after you encountered each other. You probably said that earlier. You've encountered each other. You've been, you know, hanging out, either from the time you met. Hold on a second.
You ever had a first date sex?
No, I don't really date. I don't date.
I know. I said ever.
You're gonna let me cancel this trip. I wonder why.
That's private.
I'm sorry.
That's
what was your question?
No, I was just asking you, have you ever had a one night stand?
Absolutely.
Oh, you say absolutely. Oh shit. That's what I like about keeping it real. People keep it real on here.
No, I had a one night stand and I ran into him about 25 years later. I saw him. I was like, I know you. I know you. But yeah. You know.
Oh, you ran
well,
into him
drink,
20 years
so.
Later.
At least 20, 25 years later, I saw him.
Wow. That's crazy. That's crazy.
That wasn't my dude, though. I don't know. He got down there.
What you say, Dre? Dre. Dre.
Hi, Dre.
Dre, I don't think Dre know he lied. Yep. anyway, we got to close out the show tonight. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I'll tune out before I fall asleep. It's been another good show. I'm trying to count my, reach my Texas.
So what do you think about a guy? Do you think guys, I should have thought about a girl that let you have sex on the first day?
Me? What do I think about a what?
When a girl that you have sex with on the first time you meet her.
Me personally, I think that when a woman has sex with somebody on the first date, I think that it's something that she did before. I'm not saying that I think bad about her, but I am thinking in my mind that it's something that she did before. And I can't say that I'm thinking about her in the best of ways. But I can't say I'm thinking about her in a bad way either. I'm just thinking about, okay, we had sex the first time we met.
See, the first date isn't the first time you met. The first date is the first time you went out, and it could be the first time you went out after the first time you met. So you could have met the person. You could work with the person. And then you decide, you know what, we're going to go out. So you work with them, you knew them. You know, you were hanging out different places. And now you decided you're going to get more serious and you go out on a date. So it's not like you just met the person. Just saying, you know. It's just the first date.
I don't know. People say if the chemistry right and you are an adult, you could do whatever you want to do. But I don't know. I'm not a believer of that. I just believe on the first time you meet somebody or the first date, I don't think you should be having sex. Even though I probably would try, I think I would respect a woman more if she said no. That's just me at the age I am now. I don't know. You know how that is. So look, Advisor Nate, are you still open for that right now?
Open for what?
For first date sex.
It's not first date. A one night stand.
A one night stand.
Again, a first date does not mean it's a stranger. A one-night stand may not even be a stranger either, but it could be.
What?
Huh?
What'd you say?
A one-night stand doesn't have to be a stranger, and a first date doesn't have to be a stranger. Neither one has to be a stranger.
Well, you're not having sex at all at this time in your life, right?
I'll think about it. Let me deliberate on that. I'll come back to you in about a month or two.
Yeah, I could tell you not having sex right now, like by the way your voice sounds.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Don't feel bad. You'll be all right. Somebody trying to join the show. It's too late now. We get ready to end the show. It's 10:15, and thank you, Evazine. I'll be trying to get with your show, but it'd be hard sometimes now. You know what I mean? Because I don't get done what I'll be doing like till 5, and I know your show get off at 6, but I still be I'll be keeping you in mind. You know, I'm always a supporter of you. My sister, thanks for coming on. I know I disturbed you while you was sleeping. And to all the people on the line listening, I can't say nothing bad about them, because even if you don't want to press one or participate, you're still listening to the show. I enjoy this podcast. I really do. I'm thinking about adding another night, two nights of it, like maybe on a Tuesday, because waiting Friday to Friday is too long. Too long just to do a podcast. But anyway, everybody out there, we have, thank you for coming on. We got another podcast on Sunday at 7 o'clock, same phone number. I think Dre going to be coming back on Mondays, I'm not sure. But if not, we spin all the way till Thursday to my sister podcast, The Lisa Experience, Thursday at 8 o'clock, the same phone number, 563-999-37. And then the Friday, that's me. Oh, Saturday, I got a sports podcast at 11 o'clock, 11 or 12. We got a sports podcast, me and my nephew, every Saturday at 11. So we just doing things, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank anybody who made a donation to the show. I want to thank everybody who listened on the phone. I want to thank everybody on the online. I want to thank everybody because you didn't have to tune in here tonight. I hope I did my best to entertain you. I do my best. And, you know, that's it. With that being said, we're about to be out of here. It's 10:18, 2 hours and 18 minutes we've been on this show. So everybody, be safe. Have a nice weekend. Have a nice week. And until next week, from the relationship guru, the sex coach, Mr. Fuck Love, stop wasting your life. If you know you're being used, you know you're being used. If you know you're in a relationship that's not going nowhere, get out. From me to you. Until next week, fuck love. I'm out of here.
Baby, I see you working hard, wanna let you know I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, yeah. take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll call ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up? Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I will know. You're all I want.